Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jasa Sagonige, a seventh grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello, cousins. I'm fine. How are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation. Tonight, our guest is Red Elk, and Heather Dahlberg is producing. And Red Elk's been a little bit under the weather. And without any further ado, how you guys doing tonight? Well, hey,
I'm here. I had to actually join on to get Red Elk on and use my phone because it didn't connect through for some reason. So
yeah.
I'm going to leave you two to talk.
Well, you know what I got to say to you being alive, Red Elk?
What?
Here it comes.
What is that?
That's a war cry. Anyway, folks.
Sounds like an Indian got too close to his mom and his loincloth cut.
No kidding. Folks, if you're listening to Prophecy Keepers tonight, our guest call in line is 347-996-3318. And
we like to let Red Elk talk for a while. Red Elk, what do you got to tell us tonight, grandfather? I know you don't like me calling you that, but I'll do it anyway.
All right, brother. I don't know what to talk about. I know what I don't want to talk about.
Well, yes, tell us.
Nailed whole.
we won't ask you to do that. That people seem to be fascinated with that subject, and well, what do you you know? It's 2012. We haven't done a show since late 2008, and I lost my business and was homeless for 15 months, and it was a real mess. But creators got me a home again. But now that we're at 2012, and you're seeing the commercial insurance commercials, you know, talking about 2012 and people are going to fall off the earth, and you know, I thought we'd kind of talk about, you know, the truth versus the lies that we're seeing, and we're not going to point any fingers. All we want to do is kind of tell people, you know, what the elders really say. You know, it's not the end of the world. There's going to be some changes.
Big changes.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think?
The beginning, the real deep beginning of it.
So, what do you think we're looking at here? We're, you know, a possibility of going to war with Iran. I was reading where the Israeli Defense Forces canceled all leaves for Passover, which is about around April 6th. President Obama has signed a peacetime, equivalent of peacetime martial law. And, you know, it looks, you know, it's either saber rattling or they're getting ready to do something. You know, and was just reading where Homeland Security has ordered 450 million rounds of .223 ammunition. You know, last year we heard about they were ordering, you know, 2.5 million underwater body bags. So what do you think? I'll shut up.
Okay, what I think is, I can tell you what I think, and I can tell you what I know is fact. Seen and with my own eyes, and I think about the bullets going at a mean round. It spins and cuts all through your body as it goes. I don't know. I really don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. But what I do know is that they have, not recently, not in over a full year, have been shipping body bags to Seattle. And I don't know where they go from there, but, yeah, lots and lots of by freight trains. And there's, at the time this was happening, well, might have been even more than 2 years ago.
Well, you know,
the
you
trains,
know, people were complaining, you know, after Katrina, oh, well, you know, you weren't ready, and, you know, I have taken a lot of FEMA emergency management courses. I've been drilling with the Tennessee State Guard. I used to be a State Defense Force officer. So now that it could just be that now that FEMA is getting ready, you know everybody's wondering, well, what are they doing? You know, well, you know, if the New Madrid Fault lets go, you know, about 400 miles west of me, you know, Memphis is going to be a mud puddle. So, you know, there may be, you know, an explanation for why all this is going on, but there's stuff going on, and you know, the including they're hiring a lot of internment specialists, you know, and the Army's hiring, you know, basically, you know, concentration camp guards, and again, you know, it could be for good purposes, but there's been people that are scared out there. I'm concerned. That people are afraid, and you know, we're here to try to help people get in touch with Creator so they can lose their fear, so they can really know what's going on. And by the way, folks, if you don't believe us, like Red Eck will tell you, don't believe us. We're here to try to teach you to get a direct connection with Creator. I'll let go ahead, Red Eck. I've said too much.
Yeah, it's you know, I just did. I'll say this much about Melville, Appalachian. Today they put out a front page thing about Melville and me, And almost the whole front page went into page 8. And they finally told a lot of truth instead of somebody's stretching the truth. Yeah. And I don't like the media for it. And but nevertheless, you people have a tendency of believing what they hear. And, oh, gee, think of World War II. Probably even one. You're going to get from the news what the government wants you to get.
Well,
and,
yeah. And, you know,
it is all fear-based.
Armies and governments have used prophecy as propaganda. You know, they used Nostradamus prophecies in World War One and Two. There were counterfeits. When you're talking about affecting the thinking of the masses, prophecy is really important. And
extremely important.
Well, that's why we're here. But, you know, we're here to separate the truth from error. And there's a lot of stuff out there. Some truth,
well,
some
the
not.
Truth, the truth is, in my eyes, anyway, and in the Ohio, because 12, might be 11, I think, one night, in Ohio, members, the truth is not given out by mankind today. It's only given out in the scriptures. And the scriptures are so packed with untruths from ads they saw, such as the truth. Since the Bible was started in the New Testament, that you got to learn how to separate the crap from the truth.
Yep.
And you, and so it's not easy. And but just frankly, anybody that just blatantly sits down and listens to the news, reads the news, and hear all the fear-based people meet openly, and at the same time, more and more lies are given out. And when enough people believe, it will be, but it's only because they're stupid and have accepted without checking.
Yep, that's so true. Well, has Creator been talking with you? The past 20 years, you know, the Creator's kind of been teaching me dream language. You know, sometimes it's pictures, sometimes I hear a voice. You know, and you know, a lot of these dreams people get, well, it seems like they're disjointed. They're actually symbols. And anytime you see two symbols of the same dream or two dreams of the same symbol, you need to, I just go to dreammoods.com and look it up. But, what have you been seeing? What have you been hearing, Randall?
Well, in my great vision that is explained all over, just type in Red Elk Great Vision or something, and it'll pop up.
RedElkSpeaks.com.
Many things.
RedElkSpeaks.com.
Well, that, but anything Red Elk. You get pros and cons, but nevertheless, it's out there. And, gee, don't believe a word you hear, period. Check, 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 period. And then check what you're seeing or hearing, like your dream, and so forth. Check it. And in our case, our dreams must have great similarities three times in a row to be in our outcome. And we check each time.
Well, there's a law of two or three witnesses. You know, in the Bible, it talks about a law of two or three witnesses. You know, and that's part of that meeting. You know, you need to pay attention to, you know, my mom and dad always used to say, and a lot of people have noticed, you know, that celebrities die in groups of three and
yeah,
and those kind of things.
Do.
Numbers mean things. And sometimes, you know, if you even if you dream of a number, you know, say if you dreamt of the number 19, well, 1 plus 9 is 10. You know, it pays to go to a numerology and look up, because Creator's trying to tell you something.
In our case, brother, we let the Creator tell us without running into a book and stuff like that. We check, and wait for an answer and check on the answers. It's strictly between you and him. If something wavers or disappears, it's not him. If something is not more or is morally or, you know, incorrect, that, you know, God doesn't want you to go out and rape a 12-year-old girl. But you say, oh, that's God listening to me? Uh-uh, God is love, and God doesn't do that stuff. You got to check. There's a lot of crazies out there.
Yeah, well, Benjamin Franklin said, believe nothing in what you hear or read or half of what you see. But especially when you start getting into spiritual things, it can become a real morass. And you have to be living right too. You know, you can't be a real reprobate and expect, you know, Creator. I don't know. You ever seen these movies, or, you know, the person's got a little angel on their right and a little devil on their left? And well, a lot of scripts were written by Jewish people, and that is the actual, you know, they believe that we've got two influences. We have two inclinations. You know, we can either listen to
it's called self-will.
Right, we've got you know, two inclinations, that, you know, to do good or bad, but you know, if you're inclined to do bad, then you could you could hear that voice that'll encourage you to do bad.
I will agree.
Pays to live good if you're going to be in this business.
Well, sin, which means disobedience to God, that's what the word means. Is a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. And it's hard to beat that one down, but it can be beat.
And I'm not saying you got to be goody two shoes. You know, I cuss a lot. Creator lets me get away with stuff. But I'll tell you, you know, years ago there was stuff that I was doing. You know, finally one night said, you know, hey, Creator said, hey, if you don't stop what you're doing, I'm going to pull the protection away from you. And I did stop for a while, and then I slipped once, and oops, you know. I paid the price.
I don't doubt it. And by the way, if you do screw up, he knows you're human.
Yeah.
And he knows your inner, deep heart. He knows if you were serious about wanting to follow after his way, which is love, agape love, or not. And he will accept your apology and return your to the right path again.
Wow.
But if you keep jumping off that half train, he's going to do what he does with you. And if you don't run from that, you're out of there.
Hey, listen, Linda Slark, just Blog Talk just let us know that Linda Slark is following. And Linda, well, I encourage you to call in, you know, if you want to talk to Red Elk or I. Or you can, you know, go ahead, just, you know, sit there and be a worker. We don't care. Sorry to interrupt, but I'll go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. Let the people call in when they want. And know this, if it's in my blog or the book, why should I repeat myself? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know, I really like this format on Blog Talk. It's really slick. You know, we're doing shows on BBS, and they were costing $50 a show. You know, this is an excellent deal. I got the first month free. My second month's going to be, you know, $30. The fourth month, $40. But I think I'm going to be able to do two shows a week, or maybe it's a total 120 minutes. So I'll have to figure that out. I may be going to twice a week and as we do, because there's a lot of folks out there. I'd like to re-interview a lot of my former guests. But, hey, sorry to interrupt so much. But it
that is fine.
This is slick. You know, I can see they let me know when people are following the show. And the dashboard is very easy to use. And I think I've been a guest a time or two on one of these blog talk things. And I would have been on here a long time ago, but, you know, I thought, you know, I just have... my wife and I, too, was living on one fixed income, and I've got an application in for disability, and a lot of folks are disabled. And, Heather told me, well, you know, you can do a half-hour show every week for free. They'll let you do three shows a month, and then we got somebody that sent us a donation. So hey, we're off and running, and I think we're going to enjoy doing this. We've got more than 110 archived shows over at prophecykeepers.com, including 10 or 12 we've done with Red Elk and Robert Ghost Wolf and all those people that all the naysayers say they're frauds. But anyway, we won't go there. Heather, what do you got to say?
I get a little pissed off of being called a liar. It's not to my liking. I base my life on truth, right? Everybody else, I'm going to face the Creator. And I want to do that as clean as I can. And for these couch potatoes and armchair philosophers and know-it-alls, that haven't looked into it, but just come up with book learning or opinion, they really ticked me off. That ticked me off.
We'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Blue Water. Ayurvedic medicine is also called Ayurveda. It's a system of medicine that originated in India several thousand years ago. The term Ayurveda combines two Sanskrit words, Ayur, which means life, and Veda, which means science or knowledge. Ayurveda means the science of life. Ayurveda is a whole medical system which integrates and balances the body, mind, and spirit. Thus, it's considered holistic. This balance is necessary for contentment and good health. While pharmaceutical companies extract active ingredients from plants and sell them as drugs, the benefits of medicinal plants cannot be replicated because their synergistic combination of hundreds of naturally occurring phytochemicals cannot be reproduced in laboratories. This fact has been known to Ayurveda for thousands of years. The benefit comes from using the whole plant, not just the isolated ingredient. Because they contain whole herbs and fruits, Ayurvedic formulas are safer and more effective as opposed to Western formulations, which oftentimes have harmful side effects. We satisfy the health needs of our customers through safe, well-researched, and effective Ayurveda-based remedies using premier quality herbal extracts and sound manufacturing practices. We believe in Ayurveda so much, we're willing to offer you a 110% money-back guarantee. So be sure and visit india-herbs.us today and find out what this is all about.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got, our friend Tenna Shenandoah, we're trying to get him, he's a Cherokee in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and he's been wanting to listen, and I just sent him the link, and we've got, I just sent the link to Robert Three Eagles out in Utah and some other friends, and chime in anytime. And I don't know why I'm interrupting this. I guess it's just because it's our first show. But normally I like to say a few words at the beginning of a show and just let you talk. And because you can blow through an hour very easily.
Oh yeah, but hold the thought, my brother. I prayed before I came on. I really did. And this show is going perfectly because God answers prayer and He knows how to break this whole thing in and on and on and on. So let's do what we do, natural.
Well, I understand you haven't been feeling well.
Oh, I've been in and out of a dang hospital my face still isn't right. I'm allergic to penicillin or anything with penicillin.
Oh, really?
Penicillin. And worse yet, I'm allergic to any product that has soy sauce in it or in it. And today you can hardly find anything that hasn't got soy. And
really?
It OD'd on me. And boy, you know those pair of things, big lips that you could buy as a kid? And my lips look like that. I look like an orangutan.
You're a kid. You look like
right now,
Catwoman,
split.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, I'm living through it. It's taking time.
Do you have
but
any?
I'm still built up. So I got an excuse.
Do you have any lavender essential oil?
No.
Well, listen.
I can't afford it.
Well, if you can get into
right
Cleo.
Now, I gotta pay for three. Hospital bill.
It's really inexpensive.
I can't afford that.
If you can, I mean, lavender essential oil. If you can get into Clean Elements, or next, you know, the time you get to a health food store, this stuff.
Well, we got one in Ellensburg.
Well, lavender. The famous story, you know, there was a scientist that was going to do some work with lavender oil, and he wanted to. Anyway, he burned his hand real bad on a Bunsen burner, and he didn't know what to do. He just took his hand and plunged it in a whole beaker of lavender. But you can get, a 1 ounce of lavender oil will probably last you a year. And if you get cold sores, you can just dabble a little bit on your get your finger wet and dab it on your cold sore, make it go away. And well, let's see. Heather's trying to get a hold of me here.
All right, go for it, Heather.
I'm just trying to figure out this interface here. But let's see.
How many people are following at the moment?
Five or six, and more coming in all the time. Okay. I guess Heather was just sending somebody a message, but
get
lavender. It'll help. It'll help that lip. It's a very healing in the. It's great for any kind of sore. Vitamin E too, but I'm sorry to hear about your allergies.
Oh boy, so am I. And I mean, we found out almost all the breads today, except those rye breads and stuff like that, have got this filler in it, and I can't stand that stuff. And
what are some things that you can do to seek a connection with the Creator and the truth? Yeah, I know you've taught about.
Oh, there is a verse. Heather knew it, used it. It was given to her in a dream, and she can't remember where exactly what it was, but was told to pray that, I think, a number of times a day. And her problem that she had would be healed, and lo and behold, it did. And so there's a verse, probably in the Old Testament, to take care of born with problems, and which is the hardest to get rid of.
What
if
kind
you're
of
born
problem?
With it, if
oh,
you're
yeah.
born with a medical condition, you're born with it. And it's difficult to get rid of.
Go ahead.
If you're not born with it, it's caused literally by disobeying God, and He's trying to get your attention. Get that disobeying squared away, and you get well.
Yeah, what I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt, but the old Hebrew writings say that good people have problems at the beginning of their life, and the end of their life is easy. But people that are not so good, you know, they have a real easy beginning, you know, the kind of skate through the, you know, the first part of your life, and then they get it at the end. You know, when they're old is when creator dumps things on you. So
and that's also if you got the time, you know, you're going that you start praying like mad and asking for forgiveness and oh God, what a bunch of old innies. Yeah.
Then I understand you've been but you know, connecting with Creator, you told me you had taught about 10,000 people to how to do this, and had a few come back and
oh, darn few, maybe seven, but only I think five. I do have people that have learned how to levitate, and Christ did. He walked on water, and he said the things that I do, you can do. But the preachers say, oh, but he was the Son of God. And people are saying, see, I can't do it. He was the Son of God. Forgetting that they are adopted into the family of God.
Yeah. Well,
they are sons and daughters, too.
He said, all these things you see me do, you can do the same thing even better, you know. And
Yeah, even more so.
I think, you know, God's really, you know, people are mystified about the subject. People don't really connect. I mean, they look at these people and say, oh, you know, I'm not, you know, I could never do that. And well, that's, you know, the scriptures say the exact opposite. You can work miracles. You can do things. You can get a direct connection with Creator. You just have to reach out to Him. And you got to keep pounding. You got to keep knocking on that door. And one of the things that happened to me when I first started hearing from Creator was I was hearing knocking, you know, on. Even if I had earplugs, I sleep with earplugs, and I hear knock, knock, knock. That was happening, you know. And finally, I prayed. I said, "What on earth is going on?" And finally, you know, I read that scripture that says, you know, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And it occurred to me to ask, say, "Hey, come in," you know, "come into my heart." And sure enough, the Creator started talking to me. And
my kid says, "Hey, dude, ring the doorbell."
Exactly. You know, he said, you know, so Creator likes to be invited in, invite him in, and
yeah,
then...
he does it. Let me inject. He does not force himself on you.
No, he sure doesn't, and you got to listen very closely. And,
yeah.
Well, I know in the economic crisis, you can teach the people how to build dome homes. Sometimes the counties
uh-huh.
have to take them down, and you're teaching people who come how to build them cheaply, and... I know, you know, Bruce Beach is, you know, teaching people about how to get away from, if we were to have a nuclear war, you know, how to shelter yourself. But, I mean, if you go to the Canadian border and they ask you, well, who are you going to go see? If you say Bruce Beach, they say, you're not getting into Canada. So, it's some crazy stuff going on.
Well, in truth, brother, you can, and I'm dead serious. You can go out into the battlefield, an ongoing battlefield, and get machine guns, nuked, and walk like you're a ghost. It just goes right to you. And in my case, I've had proof of this on one very definite occasion when my wife and I were going to get hit driver to driver head on with another car.
Hmm.
But it went right to us. And Michelle, she just, you know, all tensed up to get the hit. And she said, what happened? And I laughed and I said, it's all a dream. That's just matter. And God is showing you that he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
If you fear it, you'll get it.
Yeah. And Michio Kaku, the scientist, he's the world's most foremost physicist, he's kind of the heir to Albert Einstein. And he tell you, hey, you know, the things we walk around on and sleep on, he says, they are 99.9% empty space. And, you know, the vast, vast majority of all atoms are just empty space.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when you start thinking, you know, along those lines, and, you know, my friend Robert, Three Eagles, you know, he's cracked a lot of codes when it comes to, you know, to finding lost articles and He's built a nuclear resonance magnetometer. He can find anything on the periodic table. I mean, he makes his living, you know, going around to. I think he made 10 trips to Birmingham, Alabama, to the gold mine down there, and he just makes his living because he knows everything. Everything has a resonant frequency, and
okay, I can live with that.
You know, and say, you know, he said you can set up say you're a smoker and you're getting sick from the smoke, but you still want that feeling of nicotine. He said you can find out what the resonant frequency of nicotine is. Build yourself an oscillator, oscillate that, put it through headphones, you'll get the same effect as if you were smoking it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of self-help audios that have helpful frequencies that are built in. And anyway, that's what an MRI is, magnetic resonance. It's key to the resonance, range of resonance of the human body. That's the reason why they're able to image it, because they're actually these frequencies talk to each other. The machine's actually speaking to your body. A lot of miracles are being discovered, and a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
I
tell you the truth, brother. This is going to sound outlandish, but I'm telling the truth. Man has a tendency to think of God and make machines, cars, TVs, airplanes, whatever. And see what we have done. I, on the other hand, am a 12-year Ioka. We practice and tell purity. And you don't need that dang machine. If you really apply your thoughts, you're a walking miracle machine yourself. And, it just blows me away. Rape the earth. Make some big company, make some big money. And money, money, money. Look what man can do. And buy from me. And I say, look at what God can do. And believe what he says.
Well, you know, it's like Gandhi said, you know, there would be no need. If it weren't for greed, there would be no need. And everybody forgets that. I don't care what political party you belong to. They're both greed-driven. And if we could just, you know, get a charitable attitude toward each other. But it is so hard. I mean, people learn from a very young age how to be selfish and how to be fearful Cherokee
you're
religion,
right.
Native religions are religions of sharing and caring.
The old Native was never a religion of any kind.
That's right.
It was a way to connect and do for each other. Occasionally they got stupid and ran off and started raiding, but
yeah.
Basically they were pretty good people.
Yep. And it was the young ones that got the tribes in trouble. You know, it was, you know, the ethic back in those days was, you know, no man could tell another man what to do. And the younger ones would get, upset.
They'd have to learn from trial.
Yep.
And you and I are pretty old. I'll be 70 in June.
Oh, is that right?
And believe me, I've done my share of the learn by trial. And
yeah.
It's taken years to crawl out of it and return to the godlike mind.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin said a fool learns from his own experience, but what's unspoken there is we're all fools, because that's the only way you can learn. Hey, folks, if you want to call, in, the number is 347-996-3318. Go ahead, Red Elk.
I've got a book out. It's called Red Elk, or no, believe that. You can find it on my web blog, redelkspeak.com. But the book is, between the book and that blog, you should be able to learn a lot. And the book came in short stories. Now, it seems, you know, an odd name, and it seems to stop sales because it's pricey. But it's stories that are based on fact. And how by getting into purity, the right frame of mind, a love mind, a God mind, as it tells with which can take place. And the title is somewhat misleading, but that's what I was told to title it, and I do as I'm told after checking. But
I'm on your website right now.
We are miracles. We are walking miracles.
Well, I bought a copy of your DVD. I lost it in my, you know, being homeless for a while. But folks, if you want a great DVD, is that still available?
No.
Oh, that's
it,
too bad.
It's no longer available unless it's done under the table. My former.
Yeah,
webmaster.
Gotcha. Right.
Who really did a number on me. And I understand he is selling them. And I haven't sold a one. I'm keeping my end of the bargain.
Wow.
For the Creator, I stand clean.
Yeah. Well, it's it was a good work. And if you haven't read, you know, Red Elk's Great Vision, you really need to.
Well, you can get that video. It is on sale through maybe Heather can remember. I can't.
Well, you've got things up on YouTube.
I don't know what I got, but any time I type my name on, this is a plastic shaman. He's white, and none of them are not me.
Oh yeah, you're just an old Irishman.
Well, I'm quite Irish, and I tell
them. Hi, this is Heather.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Beth. I believe it was Beth. So if you did a Red Up's Great Vision with Beth Productions, I believe you'd find it.
Yeah, that's it. And he's a good guy. I had another one on the same thing prior to him, and they lied. They broke the contract 3 times immediately. And 3 is it with me. I said, that's it. According to the contract, you did not carry out your end of it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share with
Stuart Beth.
Correct. Yeah, I wanted to share with you, Blue Otter, that in 2007, Red Elk was telling me about his book, Short Stories, and he really needed help to get it out. And people would come to him, and they would tell him it would cost thousands of dollars for them to help him. And you see his writing, Blue Otter, just for the people who are listening, he has a Native American Prophecy Council Yahoo group, which is a great group. It's got, I think, almost 600 people, and a lot of people share different ideas and information and thoughts and different things. So Red Elk always responds to the group and sends out his original emails before it even makes his blog. So what happens is everybody sees his posting for his blog, and it's completely...
Yeah, and all before the stunning is made, right?
Yeah, so some people get very frustrated because they can't understand what he's saying because he writes with, like, phonics, like how he hears it is how he writes it. And when I met him, I wanted to help, and I saw the way he wrote, and he said, look, I don't want to categorize. I want everything that I spell in capitals, which is one-third of the book, the way I spell it. I want it to be like this and this and this. And he says, because the Creator told me so. And so if he didn't have all those rules, it might have went a little faster, but it took until 2011 to publish it.
But, by the way, Heather, you're breaking up. I'm not sure why, but you might want to...
Okay,
are you on a cell phone?
Let you guys continue. Mm-hmm.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to just change your location. But But he was doing it a minute ago too, and it might just, who knows, it might just be you know, it might be Blog Talk.
Okay.
But so what else do you think, Red Elk?
We'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Will Bluehour speaking on behalf of Native Remedies. As the systems of the body are interrelated, proper functioning and health occurs when they are in balance and harmony, so it's important to consider taking a holistic approach to caring for your body. Provided that they are manufactured in the correct way, natural medicines can work quickly and safely to create holistic balance in the body to support systemic health, relieve ailments, and help prevent future disease. Most natural remedies do not produce negative side effects, and unlike conventional medicine, natural remedies do not just mask symptoms, but they get to the root of the problem to support health and affect healing at the same time. Most homeopathics are even safely taken by people of all ages and during pregnancy. Homeopathic medicine is actually suppressed here in the United States. Outside of this country, a large majority of medicines that are prescribed are homeopathics. Did you know that the cure for malaria was developed by the man that invented the homeopathic system? That's right. So friends, please take my advice. Visit the front page of prophecykeepers.com and click on the Native Remedies banner and find out what all the excitement's all about.
Well, I don't like what's happening today, right now, at this moment. There's uprising over this, young boy. Boy, hell, did you see his size? That 17-year-old child, the way they're making it out, is an adult in size. And that ticked me off. But, yeah, he wasn't of age. And the killing that was involved. And the trouble the police are having by not arresting the guy that shot him. I wish everybody would calm down. Don't use this, either the whites against the blacks against the whites, or a vendetta of old kind of a commitment. And let the police do their job. Find out for sure if he has done something so illegal that he had no choice. And I'm all for the police in this case for not arresting a guy. Not because he's white, but because they need to know his way to stand up in court.
Yeah.
Not to the masses. So, and in my great vision, I never told the complete story, but one part of it was a great possibility. I was showing three, I think, possibilities. Now, they were possibilities. And one of them was race riots, not just between black and white, but between Mexicans, blacks, and whites. Indians against the whites, and guys, watch out, we got a lot of anger to get on those.
Well, Red, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've got a new friend by the name of Tom Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M. Tom was in 173rd Airborne in Vietnam, and then he went and volunteered to fight over in Bosnia. And this guy, back in the 90s, wrote a book called Civil War II. And this book, and he is in demand as a lecturer, you know, here. You know, the white supremacists like it, what he's got to say. The Jews like what he's got to say. It doesn't matter who you are, what he said makes sense. And he really believes that that we are going to have a race war here in this country. Sad, you know.
And martial law because of
it. Yep. You know, sad to say. And, you know, this incident down in Florida, that's the kind of thing that, you know, those kind of feelings, you know, and what happened out years ago in Los Angeles. And, you know, I've got a lot of friends that are cops, and it's a scary job, but, you know, gee whiz. It's, and then you've got, you know, guys like Jesse Jackson and the other guy. I mean, some of the older civil rights leaders are even saying, hey, you guys need to back off because, you know, you're like a vulture that's just circling this and you're just throwing gasoline on the fire. That's your M.O. You know, Bill Cosby got involved with them, you know, years ago with Tawana Brawley. He knows better now, because it's, you know, it's not helpful. You know, I wish they would have let more information out at the beginning. Now there's a rumor that that the shooter's father, you know, may be a Florida Supreme Court justice. That's the reason why he didn't show his face. And so there's. But anyway.
I don't know. In this case, this is one definite time in my life that I'm all for what the cops are doing at this moment. And let them do their job. It's hard enough in the first place. And don't cause dang riots. You're causing exactly what is wanted by Lucifer himself.
Yeah.
This unrest will lead to a tremendous problem in the U.S. I was showing that, if that possibility played out. And it was literally, these possibilities were literally up to the masses. Which way will they go? And we're sure looking like we're going the wrong way. And in those wars overseas, my gosh, you're trying to go in and say, let's make everybody be friends. But they, that's their culture. We leave, they'll go back to their culture. They'll say, screw you, America, and your democracy. This is our way, and we've done it for thousands of years. You're not going to come in and create a war and make a change. It won't happen.
Well, you know,
my
friend Colonel Bo Greitz, you know, back in the 80s, you know, he went in Afghanistan and he was teaching them how to win against the Russians. And when we started going in and they started fighting us, you know, on his website, he said, look, folks, we just need to get out of their country. They're obligated by their religion to defend themselves. And, you know, we leave their country and leave them alone, they'll leave us alone. And one of the most interesting things that I found out recently, a few months back, it was announced that the biggest deposit of lithium ore is underground in Afghanistan. And I know for a fact that the United States has had the technology, oil companies use the technology, they use satellites, and they pump the frequency of oil into the ground where they're looking, and then they fly over with either an airplane or a satellite, and that's how they look to see what kind of minerals are under the ground. I don't think there's...
Oil is only secondary. They're after the minerals.
Listen,
I've known this for a few years.
By the way, I guess you're on a radio phone, aren't you? Your signal's kind of weird, and you might want to...
I'm on a cell phone.
And, but yeah, I mean, it just seems like the United States has got an ulterior motive for everything they do. If we really wanted to be nice, you know, we'd be out there... you know, really helping people, and but that's, you know, that's what we do. We've I'm not a real big fan of Obama, but he's right. We've been out there colonizing, you know, the world and building an empire.
Greed and ego. Greed and ego. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I'd like to grab a bunch of politicians and a bunch of super rich that are behind a lot of this and give them a giant wedgie and kick them out the door.
Ralph, do you think you could move a few feet? Your signal's really bad.
I tell you what, Heather, do you hear us?
I'm not sure if she's on. She was having a problem a minute ago because she's on.
I hear you.
You got my home phone number, right?
Yes.
I'll play a song for a couple of minutes. We'll see if we can reconnect with him and
okay.
And I'm going to play Hoyt Axton's Revelations. It's a 3-minute song. Let's reconnect, and then we'll still have a 7 or 8 minutes. So hopefully we can get a phone call, folks. This is Hoyt Axton. Hoyt Axton wrote Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. His mom wrote Heartbreak Hotel. This is called Revelations.
Thank you. Please God, don't let me live my life in vain. Help me throw some sunshine on a world filled with rain. Help me help somebody. Help me help them see all the rainbows and the promises that you showed me. Please God, don't let me live my life and die without ever even wondering why. Children laugh and lovers lie, rainbows fall, angels cry. Give me something to hang on to. Give me revelation. See the crystal mountains, hear the rainbows falling. Seven angels blowing silver horns, read it in the book of Revelation. I'm gonna be reborn. I'm gonna be reborn. And please God, don't let me live my life in vain.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of WiseFoods.org. Our native ancestors stored away lots of food in case of emergencies. Thousands of years of sad experience taught them to be prepared. The traditional Hopi stored food enough to last for 7 years. So did the early Mormons. Nowadays, everyone unwisely depends on supermarkets for their food supply, and few people know that there is only a 3-day supply of food in the American food supply chain. Now, should some disaster befall us that would cause the big trucks like I used to drive to cease delivering our food, you'd be in big trouble. It is for these reasons that my family purchased a year's supply of 3 different breakfast and 10 delicious dinner entrees from WiseFoods.org. These foods are freeze-dried right at the field where they are picked and processed and are fresher and more nutritious than any supermarket food. You just add hot water, and they're good for 25 years being stored. A year supply from WiseFoods.org fits in an area about 4.5 feet by 4 feet by 18 inches. I can literally get it all in the back seat area of my Honda Civic. If you stay at home, you won't need to go to a FEMA refugee center should some disaster happen. Did you know that David Ramsey, David Gallagher, Laura Ingraham, and Michael Medved have also invested in Wise Foods? Why don't you visit wisefoods.org today and see why.
I'm sorry, folks. We're new at this. I'm going to have to let me play you my version of City North of New Orleans. We're going to have to check. This is our first show. We're waiting for Red Hot to get back online. Here's my version of the City of New Orleans.
Maryland down on the City of New Orleans, Category 5 and coming without fail. 3 days in hell, locked inside the Saint Dome of this hurricane. Wave Politicians in the back room, a cadaver appointing, no one keeping score. Pass the buck.
Hello, Blue Eyes.
Rules the people's futures.
I'm letting.
Okay, we're back.
Fade that
Blue
out.
Blue Eyes?
We're back with you. Yeah,
okay,
folks, we've got
my lamb gone now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the problem is, but anyway, folks, we've got 8 minutes left. We want somebody to call in. Call us right now at 347-996-3318. And it looks like we've got a text. Okay. Yeah, I just got a little. Heather sent me a text here. And but give us a call. Give us a call. And do you have any parting words for us for about 8 minutes, right, Al?
For about 8 minutes? Well, yeah, I wish people would check into what a person can do on the cheap, super cheap. There's a lot of homeless and people, you know, doubling up on mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and all that, and small houses get awful small. People out of work and stuff. And I look at my blog or go to just type in survival camera survival
Hey, we got a caller, Red Elk, while you're thinking. Who's on our line?
Survival Kevin.
Kevin?
On a two-string budget. And you see pictures of one of my domes. And one costs a dime. There's great few people, as well as cook, and if you have electricity, do your computer. Adam does that.
Red Elk, I think we've got a caller. Who's on the line? Hello, 509-674-6847. Who's calling? Hello?
I don't know.
We've got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Don't know what's going on. Okay.
Okay. But anyway, I've got three real baby joggers here, brother. Two was given to me. One I bought, I can't even remember the price. $10, I can't recall. Not new. And I switched them over for the homeless. You can carry all your sleeping gear, a tent, food, toilet paper, a pot, you know, and Go out up and down the country and kind of sneak off into the woods with these dang joggers instead of packing around one of those grocery store carts and sex of the cement. And all for just super cheap. We can make it. You know, Dad, a lot of people out there had good paying jobs and very good old that don't have it at all now. And they're living in cars and in cardboard boxes and stuff like that. They're street people. And I'm trying to show people what can be done by thinking outside of the box. And, wow, Heather's been subbing a couple of mine, old Smokey, remember Heather? As well as my mid-sized dome. And, it's something else. Adam comes over all the time and treats in his little dome during the weekend when he's busy. And that one cost a dime and gas to get wool and stuff put together. And it's just unbelievable. People are so stuck in yesterday. Yesterday is just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And they have no idea how to think. And my guy said, it's just unbelievable. So I wish people would check out the shoestring, a budget on a budget, a cabin on a shoestring budget. But it's a blog. It's put out by GOAT, G-H-O-S-T, and the number after it. And he's another one, like-minded like myself. And it's just unbelievable. But I take people on rides when they come over. You drive right down the road. I live in Sagebrush Country, and the multitudes of rocks.
Do we have a caller on the line? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I stop and I say, what do you see? And they're looking around. And, oh, I don't know. It's just Sagebrush and rocks. And I said, is that all you see? And, yeah, I said, those rocks can make a house or a foundation. And I see houses when I'm looking around there. And I pick up old carts or a new one, blow off in the freeway and back road travel. And I cover my little domes that I make with those and insulation of old blankets and stuff. Next to nothing or nothing. And you gotta get out of yesterday. It was just a few months ago. And believe me, it might upswerve a little bit, but it'll go down again, maybe even worse. And you got to think outside the box. You just got to, if you're going to make it. All you really need is a place to get out of the weather, eat, sleep. The whole outdoors is your living room. The way the Indians used to do it.
Back
in their boxes now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, listen, we've got a little less than 2 minutes to go. We'll go ahead and want to thank you for calling in. We're gonna close with a little special audio here.
Roll. up, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
And we'll have you back on as soon as we can, okay?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases.
I'm Austin Powers. I like Gas Mojo. The very sexy, very switched on, yeah.
You gotta have Gas Mojo, baby. Yeah!
What a gas, baby. Yeah!
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' Gas Mojo.
Hi, folks. This is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of GasMojo.net Engine Booster. immediate 25% fuel savings with gasmojo.net in just 5 minutes after installation. And your grandma can do this. You just strap it on your fuel line, folks. Some customers report much greater savings. The gasmojo.net engine booster catalytically conditions any hydrocarbon fuel, be it gasoline, propane, diesel fuel. It's not a filter, it contains no metals, magnets, or toxic substances, and uses no electricity. The GasMojo.net engine booster unit is a specially designed tube containing a completely safe proprietary media. It's a passive fuel treatment process designed to disperse hydrocarbons for better performance and mileage, and also to break down carbon and other contaminants. Unlock your fuel's hidden energy potential now with GasMojo.net. And folks, you get a 100% money-back guarantee on this. I've got one on my car. It was developed by an old friend of mine, and he's an honorable person. You got to try it, folks, and go open a bank account now for all the money you're going to save. GasMojo.net, GasMojo.net. Just do it.
Let the truth be known. Wow.